Welcome to Marriage Mondays with the Kings. I'm Kenya.
And I'm Shan.
And we are the Kings.
Happy Monday, you all. Thank you so much for joining us for another show of Marriage Mondays with the Kings. In the 2023, we thank you all so much. We are going to go ahead and open up today's show because we have special guests that we'll let them introduce themselves in a bit. But we want to let you know about our sponsors. Marriage Mondays with the Kings is brought to you by Christian Humor /inspiration. This is a group that is designed to uplift, inspire, and bring humor to everyday life in a Christian way. If you're on the social media, please check them out simply by going to search them on Facebook at Christian Humor /inspiration. Now, if you are an organization or a business, you would like to promote your business. Maybe you just started a business in the new year. You want to promote during our broadcast or just on KRGN, which is an inspirational radio station here in the great state of Texas. We ask that you will call KRGN at 254-213-1588.
And as always, we'd like to open up our show with a word of prayer. So if you can safely do so, we ask that you please bow your heads and let's go before the Lord in prayer. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we just come to you today giving you glory, honor, and praise. Father, we just thank you for yet another opportunity, dear God, to be before your people, Heavenly Father. We pray that you would give us a rhema word to give to your people, dear God, in reference to international internet dating, dear God, to help individuals enhance their lives and better their relationships, dear God. Father God, we just thank you for bringing us out of 2022 and into 2023. We know, Heavenly Father, there were some people that was not able to make that gap. So, yes, Father, we ask you to continue to have your blessings upon us throughout this year and all the other years to come. We ask that you would continue, Heavenly Father, to have your hands upon us, that you would bless us exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think. But most of all, Heavenly Father, we will continue to do the work that you have called us to do. Yes. It's not always about what you can do for us, but what we can do for the kingdom. So, yes, Father God, we just lay everything before you, every situation, every circumstance. And Father God, we thank you for every opportunity that you have taken to stick your hands in where the enemy has tried to pry things apart for us. Yes. We thank you for the individual with the Buffalo Bills, Heavenly Father, who had the traumatic injury, dear God, that you have brought him through, that he is on the road to recovery. Yes. We continue to pray for his recovery until he is fully restored, Heavenly Father. We thank you for individuals who have beaten cancer, Heavenly Father. We thank you for people who have beaten divorce on the day, dear God. And we ask that you would just keep the enemy under your feet. Yes. So, Father God, as we go forth in the broadcast, bless the couple who is on with us, dear God. God, continue to bless them exceedingly and abundantly in all their generations and generations to come, dear God. And we ask you to continue to bless all families, no matter what they may be, no matter what they may be going through. We ask you to keep a special blessing upon our armed forces, no matter where they may be, as they are fighting for our country to keep freedom alive. And we just thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And so our foundational scripture here from Marriage Mondays with the Kings come from the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 6, where it reads, "So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no man separate."
And our motto for Marriage Mondays with the Kings is helping to build stronger marriages, which leads to stronger families and stronger communities.
And views expressed on our show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This station holds no responsibility for the validity or accuracy of information on this show.
And please keep in mind that although we are counseling professionals, the information shared on our show is for ministry and educational purposes only. Also note that the topics discussed are reflective of supporters who contact us designed to have a deeper knowledge of these topics. No information is shared up on our show based upon our counseling experiences. Topics are for the encouragement of marriage, families, and communities as God desires for us to minister.
Yes, so we are doing a first here on Marriage Mondays with the Kings, been in radio for 6 years, and we have never done what we are about to do tonight. Definitely. So I don't want to give it away. I don't want to give it away. Can you give it away a little bit in prayer? But what we're going to do is allow our guests to introduce themselves for tonight's show. We are continuing our series on internet dating, but we're taking it in a totally different direction. So we are going to ask the husband to start introduce himself and then the wife to introduce herself.
Hello, my name is Marcus Jones. I'm actually, I was born and raised in a small town, Magnolia, Arkansas. So I'm an old country boy, and I'm 49 years old, and I am happily married.
Hola, mi nombre es Yajaira Marcelino Jones. Soy de República Dominicana. Tengo 41 años. Hi, my name is Yajaira Marcelino Jones. I'm from Dominican Republic and I'm 41 years old.
All right. Thank y'all so much for introducing yourselves, and thank you for being on tonight's show. We greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely.
So as they were saying, you all, they are currently in the Dominican Republic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we're doing an interview internationally.
Yes.
Somebody. So anyhow, go ahead, Mr. King.
Well, you know, I think one of the things that I wanted to start out with, you know, is we're doing this show on internet dating, but we're taking it from an international level. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just throw the first question out there, you know, how did you guys really end up meeting from an internet perspective and then being able to take that forward into the relationship that you're in right now, being a married couple?
Mm.
Okay, but at the time I was in the military, so I'm retired. I did 22 years in the military. I had been married before, and you know, so I that relationship ended, unfortunately. And I decided to just kind of do me for a while and understand me, to get to know me better, because I kind of understood that, you know, I can't really love somebody else if I don't understand and love myself. So I ended up kind of like just dobbing here, dobbing there in America for a while, in the United States for a while. You know, like I said, I was in the military. So I decided at one time, I said, you know, let me just travel around the world and see what's out there. You know what I'm saying? Just travel around the world and see what's out there. And my first stop before I actually met her, I came to Dominican Republic pretty much on vacation. And, you know, it's just beautiful people here, you know, like, you know, the male and female, I'm just saying people in general here are just kind-hearted, nice people. But when I, you know, decided to set out my, you know, myself, you know, trying to figure out myself and, you know, get into a relationship with somebody, I kind of like laid back for a while. And then one day, she'll be able to tell the story better than me, because my end is the same as her end, but it's a little different how we actually met. But I was on a website called Tag. It's an old website. Yeah, this is like the dinosaur back in the day. Probably a little bit around internet dating, but wasn't really internet dating. That's how our relationship started. But I was on a website called Tag, so I'm like trying to meet people and talk to people, and you know, meet, you know, just not, you know, not just females. I'm just trying to meet people because, you know, I travel. I want to travel. So I logged on to Tag, created an account, logged on to Tag, and I ended up seeing the most beautiful girl it is in the world. I said, this can't be real. Now, catfish is a new term that's used today, but you know, I was like, this can't be real. She's just gorgeous, you know? And then, so I clicked on her and requested her to be my friend, you know, to be my friend. And then, you know, she ended up accepting. So you can really tell your side.
Well, first of all, to be honest, my intention never was like dating nobody online, you know. So I was doing like a English immersion. It's a program that the government has here for university students. So our teacher at the moment was like, okay, guys, I recommend you that you go, you know, subscribe to this website that you can practice your English. That would be better for you. So that was that he pushed me to subscribe myself on the website that I met my husband. So I just started meeting people, you know, accepting requests from everybody, because my goal was like learn more English. So when I accept his request, I said, okay, you know, I don't know who it is, but let me just accept it because he speaks English, so it's good for me. Now we just start talking normal. Like, hey, how you doing? What you doing today? You know, that was on back 2008 when we met. And we start talking normal. No, like, okay, no, can you, do you want to be my girlfriend? No, nothing like that. Just friends. We talk like half for maybe like 2-3 months after we lost connection. And we reconnect on 2009. You know, reconnect 2009 again. One day I just say, it's like, you know, I've been receiving a lot of emails from this website, and I just started, I think I will go log in and delete the account because I just started. When I went to the website, because my intention was like delete the account because I was not using no more, he was the first person that says, "Hey, hello, how you doing, Yara?" I say, oh, who is this? I say, oh, how you doing, Marcus? Long time, don't know about you. He said, yeah, I know. And then we start talking and talking. And here we go.
Yeah, we're here. But in a nutshell, what really interested me in her, where I got really like, you know, like, wow, you know, she was probably the only person in my whole life that actually every day, every morning, they would say, you know, good morning or how your day went. And we didn't know each other like that. So that was like, for me in the relationship, it's like more in my previous relationship, not saying in a relationship, it was more like, you know, I'm more focused on, you know, doing A, B, C, and D for somebody else. And nobody ever asked me how was I doing, you know. And then, you know, you guys know, sometime I'm pretty sure that, like, you know, being in the military, you know, a lot of people, when you get up in rank or you become that sergeant or become that staff sergeant, star first class, you don't get the same loving and oversight that you get when you're like a E2, E3, E4. Nobody really say, hey, how your day going? You know, nobody sit down and give you that you know, that counseling or talk to you, find out what's going on with you and your family. So when we, you know, every morning she would text me, or not text me, but she would send me a message and say, hey, good morning, how you doing? I hope your day go well, da da da. You know, and every afternoon she would send me a message and say, I hope your day went well, da da da. So that was like almost too much for me because I never had it before.
And you know, Marcus, one of the things that I heard you say early on in your introduction was that, of course, you had been, you know, married before, but you were taking that time out for yourself.
Yes.
To get to know yourself as an individual and find out what else was out there in the world before you really jumped off into anything big. And I think that's really important for couples, whether they're male or female, mm-hmm. To really do that if they've been in one relationship before they go somewhere else and jump into, you know, uncharted waters, is to take time to heal for yourself, to take time to get to know yourself better. And that way you have a more purposeful direction of which way you want to go with another individual in preparing for another relationship. So I definitely give you kudos on being able to do that.
And see, that's the thing that gets me as well, is because, I mean, of course, we don't know. So that's why we're asking the questions to our couples that have been on. But it seems like a rush. It seems like in this world, everybody want to rush. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to rush to, like, I got this time set in my mind that by this time I got to be married, I got to have children, you know, all the things. But what we continuously hear, what it sounds like to me, is that each couple that we, to include you all, that we have interviewed, have taken their time, mm-hmm. whether it be getting to know themselves, getting to know each other. And so I want to ask before I get into the, what was it, or how long did you all actually talk? I think Yada said 3 months before y'all met each other. Cause this is a whole international, you know, we got passports and taking flights. So how did that come about?
So,
like I said, I had been to Dominican Republic, you know, before, you know, quite a few times. I mean, I just travel, you know, I used to travel. So being in the military, of course, we've been overseas, Germany, da da da. So I just tried to get my peace of mind from traveling, and because I had just went through I'm not trying to throw nobody out there, but a terrible relationship. When I say terrible, toxic. It was toxic. You know, sometimes, you know, if you're in a toxic relationship, a toxic person will cause you to be toxic as well, you know, when you don't know how to like go and decompress yourself and regroup and figure out who you are. So For me to fix me, I decided, like I said, just lay back and figure myself out, love myself, and adjust me accordingly for who God intended me to be with. So when I met her, she knows the date, so she's more into like, no, it's February 1st, 2009. It was cold outside, you know. She knows all that, but you know, I'm speaking from what I know. You know, so we talked, and you know, being in the military, that broken part where we were able to stay in contact was, you know, I was, you know, deploying, and you know, I got mad stuff going on. So you know, some places I went, you know, you don't, back then you didn't have like cell phones, you know, like just a cell phone to pick up and, you know, do all this stuff that, you know, where she'll know where I'm at. I couldn't tell anybody where I was at. So sometimes my family didn't know where I was at, you know. But I ended up getting in contact with her, and I said that I want to come to your country. Can you find me is there a way, do you know any like nice hotels? But I had been here before, but you know, in her area, I was like, nice hotel. Do you recommend something that you recommend that we can stay or we can meet or we can, you know, things that we can do together, like, you know, travel or whatever. Because I was really interested in her because, like I said, she gave me some attention that I never had before in my life. So, and so I ended up flying.
Well, like I said, we met in 2008. We start talking in 2008. We lost connection. We reconnect on 2009.
You hear the date she gave in 2009? She know them dates.
We start talking again in 2009 for like four months, pretty much. This is when he decided, you know, I just want to go to the DR to meet you. I say, okay, cool. It's fine. So, but in my mind, I was like, okay, I don't know this guy. We've been talking, but I don't know what kind of person he is. He's asking me questions where he can stay, looking for a hotel. But in my mind, I was like, okay, I don't know you. So I can look for a hotel for you, but not for us, because I don't know you. So I don't know what kind of person you are. And I talked to my parents and I said, hey, mom and dad, I just met Marcus in 2008, you know, we've been talking and he just want to come to see me. So I don't know what you guys think about. My dad says like, well, daughter, you don't know this guy and you want to spend the most time that you can with him, right? Because this is more about, to know more, one about him and he know more about you. He says, hey, you can invite him to the house. Say you sure? He said, yeah, you can buy him because it's more safe for you, because how you don't know him, we don't know him. Something happened, he just, hey, you gotta go. Well, at least we know that.
Now, it wouldn't be like that now. It wouldn't be like that now. You know what I'm saying? But okay.
Now you know that we have you close to us.
Yeah.
Because something happens.
And I understood that. I understood that. But at the same time, while she's telling you, you know, what we were doing, it wasn't like we hadn't seen each other. You know, we had seen each other, but it was like, internet and her computer, when I seen it, was like that big and it like looked like the first computer ever built in the world. You know, so she had the old computer. You know, her Wi-Fi was bad, her internet was bad, but we like I said, we met through tag, but we ended up communicating more through Skype, the video portion through Skype. It's a website called Skype. So, you know, it's still out there, I think, but it's old school. So we did get a chance to like really like see each other. So it wasn't like like today's time catfish, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't nothing like that. We had talked to each other, you know, we shared pictures. She would take pictures and send me like nice little pretty pictures, her walking through the park and you know, picture with her mom and dad and stuff like that. So it was pretty neat.
Yeah, that was nice.
I'm in love.
You know, something that you brought up, Marcus, that I thought was interesting that I've never actually heard before, just in dating in general, is you said how one person always give to the other before a man to receive attention, for a man to be asked, how are you doing? Yeah. For a man to be asked, how was your day? Because one of the things that we always hear in dating, whether it be internet or in general, is that it's always towards the woman. It's always, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I got to make sure I'm this. I got, you know, everything is towards what I got to do for the woman. But for the woman to check in and say, how are you doing? You know, yeah, and things like that. I thought that was very awesome. And so, Yada, you were saying that it sounds like to me that you were saying that your family helped you put in safety measures. Your dad said, bring him to the house. So that way, if something happened, you know, whatever. That is amazing because it just seems like sometimes. And maybe I'm sure in the Dominican Republic, family is probably different than in the United States. When people are dating online, they don't want anyone in their business.
Right.
But for your dad to say, so If you could continue on, Yada, and share. So your dad, you were saying something about safety measures and coming to the house when y'all first met. How did that go?
Well, when my dad approved, like I said, okay, bring him to the house. It's okay. What's gonna happen? I was nervous because I will not lie to you guys. That was my first time doing this. Because I didn't know him. Even I seen him on camera. When the moment came, I said, wow, this is real. He's coming. I went with my one of my best friends to the airport and his girlfriend at the time. And we was waiting. So his flight got delayed. So he's supposed to be here in DR like around 8 o'clock p.m. And he came almost 2 a.m. Yes, almost midnight.
Because you know, like I was feeling like I was the guy was not trying to be funny. The guys was in my favor. The God was blessing me. But you know, when every time God's blessing you, Satan, he's sitting over in the corner with a clipboard trying to figure out how he lost. So he's trying to calibrate, rewrite his plays so he can come on back in there. So my plane got delayed. Then I got on the plane. Somebody had a heart attack on the plane. So we couldn't even leave. I'm talking about before we took off, we had to go re-taxi again. It was just, it was. Then I missed my flight. Then I had to get another airline. I think it was Delta. I went from Delta to America or vice versa. And finally, I got here. But it was like 8 hours later, and she was still there.
Yeah, I was there. I was like sweating. I didn't want to eat nothing. My friend like, hey, Jarabo, eat something. I said, no, I'm not hungry. I just came away. So I don't know. So the funny thing is that when he get out, he didn't see me at first. He see my best friend's girlfriend because she saw him like, who is this? This is not Yara. So boy was next to her. So when she turned her face to my side, he like, and he started like smiling, like, okay, you know, this is John, I think.
Because I when I came out, you come out these double doors, so you walk in this little walkway, she was like looking at me like, and I'm like looking at, why is this girl looking at me like this? You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to figure out, I don't know her, because I don't know people like that over here, but she kept looking at me like, I mean, like, you know how someone look at you in your face like, hey, fool, you know what I'm saying? Hey, look at me. So I'm like, why is she looking at me like that? Because now my attention's all on her, but then she ends up looking over to the side and throw her head to the side and look over there. And I looked over there, and I'm telling you, man, I don't know what an angel looked like, but my angel was right there, I swear.
Oh, wow, that's good.
We love it.
Yeah. And, you know, Marcus, you know, going back to what you said about, you know, her being a blessing, And we all know a lot of times when God is getting ready to bless you, it's just like you said, the enemy is sitting right over somewhere trying to figure out how he's going to counter that.
Right.
And so being delayed, someone having a heart attack on the plane, you having to change airlines, and then getting there and seeing that person right in front of you. What I want to ask both of you is, what was that initial feeling that you had? I know you said that she, you know, you don't know what an angel looked like, but that was your angel. But what else went through your mind when you first saw her? And then Yara, what went through your mind seeing him for the first time face to face in the airport?
Well, when I saw her, you know, I immediately wanted to apologize because, you know, like, she's Dominican, I'm American, so the culture's different. And I didn't want her to think, though, that I was trying to be late, you know, which I had explained, and she spoke fluent English. So she understood, like, you know, even if, you know, not trying to be funny, if I spoke English and she was American and she spoke fluent English and no other language, sometimes you still have that miscommunication. So communication is very important. So I would reiterate, you know, what I'm trying to say to her 5 or 6 times to make sure that she understood, you know, because I didn't know how really well her English and understanding of English was. But I tried to explain. She's like, no problem. Like, kind of like nonchalant, like, no problem. I'm like, girl, you've been sitting at this airport for 8 hours waiting on me? And it's like, no problem. So here it is, like 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, wow, you know, this is a beautiful girl. You know, she don't have an attitude that I'm late. You know, that was like impressive to me. Like didn't have like no attitude. She was just happy to see me, happy to be there at the time and enjoying the moment with me and ready to pretty much take me from the airport to meet her father at the time that was home at the time. Her mom, I think, was off on something. She was doing something, but to meet her father. And I was just honestly, like I say again, the you know how you cook the perfect cake? The ingredients was like adding up to her being the perfect woman for me. Like I said, you know, ask me how am I doing, you know, man, I'm talking about that made me feel like so good, man. Like, how am I doing? A hard day in the military or a hard day at work and nobody talked to me all day other than me telling somebody, hey, or asking somebody, are they okay? Are you okay? Are you okay? I'm taking away everybody else. And you go home sometime, man. You don't want to come home, man, to a house all the time or you know, that you got to deal with, you know, your work. You try to decompress, then you come home in your house in full disarray and torment, man, you know. So, you know, I'm just talking. And I know I'm talking about past. I'm going back a little bit. I know y'all didn't ask me this. But I was so happy that I had found somebody that was, I felt that was compatible and exactly what I was looking for. But it was times like previous, man, not comparing her to previous, but it was times in previous relationship where I would get off from work and I would go and take my car and take my car dashboard, because I was always into like electronics and car audio. I would get off from work, stay at work all day, get off from work, and I would go somewhere in a parking lot and take my car dashboard apart, you know, just to mess with my electronic stuff, to, you know, look at the wiring and study the wiring and, you know, and get a better understanding, just so I could decompress. Then I go home. Sometimes my car dash put back together, my stereo in there. Sometimes it wouldn't. I just do it the next day because I didn't want to go home. But now every day I'm trying to get home. Matter of fact, I cry when this girl ain't around me because I got to have her around me.
For me, when I see Marcus the first time, I said, wow, this is real. This is real. He is real. So I forget about everything. I wasn't upset because I understood, you know, so things happen. So God is the one that has control of everything. See, something we believe that if something happens, it's because God allowed to happen. You know, everything happened for a reason. Nothing happened for nothing. So I just hug him, kiss him, and say, oh, baby.
Yeah, she kissed all over me. I was like,
I just was me. So we go to the house. My dad was awake, waiting for, you know, we are here and Dominicans are very tight. When you're talking about family, we are very tight. We take care one shoulder, you know, your father, your mother, they will look for you. So they want always the best for you, you know, because you are their child. And he was up. So he opened the doors. Say, hey, how you doing? He don't speak Hope. He was spoke English, sorry.
He was about this tall. He was like about 4'9".
He was 5'2". Actually, 5'2". So, nothing. He said, hey, you're welcome to my house. Feel comfortable. But he was like, my dad, he was like a very observed person. He was not like talking too much.
Yeah,
was like
he's really observant.
Observing like you, yeah. You know, how you talk. Even he didn't speak English. Mm-hmm. Your expression, you know, everything. And now he went to sleep and then we go and start talking. And we went to sleep almost like at 4 o'clock.
Like 4 o'clock in the morning. Because we just, you know, it's a lot of words that's missing or that you can say over the phone or through a text message or message. But when you actually face to face, man, your eyes and your facial expression and you can touch people, man, and words have meaning. You know what I'm saying? Different meaning when you actually like with that person, when you're talking to that person. So, you know, her dad accepted me in, man, and he gave me the name of Tigley, which is smart, like you're real smart. He always, hey, Tigley. So he always said, "You smart, you tu tigre." So, you know, and I accepted that name because really at the time I didn't know any Spanish. I was like, okay, whatever it is, okay, good, you know? You know, we took it from there. And,
yeah, that was just like that.
Right. Well, you know, this is a beautiful story. And, the thing that I would like to ask right now is we've moved from the point where, Jay, you were in the States. You're going to different countries around the world. You've meet this individual online. Now y'all have met up. You're spending time with one another. At what point did both of you know that this is the right person, that I want to take this to the next level?
To marriage.
To marriage, yeah.
Yeah, what, how did, okay. First of all, before you get into that, how long was the time that you all were dating? And then, you know, what took to say, okay, let's get married? Yeah. You know, how did y'all get to that stage?
Okay, we met in 2008 and we got married in 2011. So it was like a long journey for us, but a long, long distance relationship. But it proved to be definitely over, let's say over what I expected out of a relationship, because now we have, you know, total of 6 kids. You know, she had 2 from previous, I had 2, and then we have 2 together, you know, together. So, I came over that time, met her dad, met her mom. She had me all over the place at her job, at the university. She was going, I was all over the place. So I ended up, I actually went back to the States. I had to deploy again. So I deployed, I came back from deployment, you know, and I came over again, correct? I came over again. And I, you know, we talked and everything. You had to, I'm talking about the second time was, it escalated to even better than the first time. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, no, man, this can't be real. So I said, I gotta move fast on this. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting here procrastinating, but I'm sitting here enjoying the moment. I gotta, even though I'm enjoying the moment, I gotta plan for the future too. You know what I'm saying? Cause this is somebody I love. And I'm not gonna let me being in the military, deploying to Iraq, Afghanistan, Africa, and just our relationship dwindle, because it can't happen being deployed. It can't happen. So I ended up coming back. I came back. We had to, like I said, it was better than the first time. And then I just got up one day and I woke up one day and I looked over at her inside the bed and I said, the next time I come over here, I think I want to marry you. I think I want to really marry you. And she was like, ha, 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 like blowing me off, like, you know, because she's always laughing all the time. You know what I'm saying? Because she thought I was joking. And it wasn't like I planned that. It was just what I felt at the moment. And I'm being honest, sir, man, I didn't have a ring. I didn't have anything. You know what I'm saying? But I did go get one. But it wasn't like I got on one knee and said, oh, will you marry me over the ocean, da, da, da. I spoke it. And I spoke it into existence pretty much. You know what I'm saying? And she accepted, but I ended up getting the ring and doing the formal proposal and all that stuff, you know, and broke it down to her parents and asked her dad, you know, for her hand. And you know, we did the right thing. We did the right thing. And I ended up PCS. I went to the senior leader course at Fort Lee from Fort Hood. I had got back from deployment, went to senior leader course, and then graduated senior leaders course and ended up going back. I got promoted to first sergeant, to master sergeant. And they automatically gave me pretty much a company. So I had to go back to Fort Lee because my company was in Fort Lee. The unit I was taking over in Fort Lee. And I contacted her, hit her up, and I said, "Hey, I want to get married, and I want to bring you here with me." You know what I'm saying? Because I can't. I'm not gonna let her, you know, like I said, keep that long distance relationship going like that. We got to make this long distance relationship short distance, and we got to be in the same house, same room, and I mean, I got to see you every day, pretty much in person. So that I ended up, you know, before I go into the marriage part, I ended up going back over there. You know what I'm saying? Every time I went over, came over here, every time I came to Dominican Republic, I used to whine all the time because I used to tell her, I said, it's two things that would cause me not to marry you, but jokingly, you know? And
that was the internet.
It was the internet and the cold water when you take a shower. I'm not doing this. Because, you know, in my mind, I'm like, man, I'm not taking no cold shower. When I'm deployed, I have to take a cold shower. So why do I have to take a cold shower while I'm here in your country? But I didn't understand their culture. Some people have that, some people don't. And they're used to that. So I had to accept that fact as well.
Yes.
So Yada, when he said he, like, I want to marry you, you know, I want to make this long distance relationship short. He expressed you had two children. He had two children, you know, before y'all had the two children. What was your thought? What were you thinking? Like, wow. Like, how did you feel when he expressed this to you?
Keep in mind that we met in 2008, right? So we start talking in 2008. We lost connection and reconnected in 2009. 2010 was when he came to Dominican Republic to meet me. Okay, that's when we started the relationship. So he came that time for 5 days. And we lost connection again for over 2 weeks because I didn't know nothing about him. And my mom says, like, hey, Doreen, relax, believe in God. This guy, if it is for you, trust me, we know about him. But every day I was like sending an email to him, send a message through the tag to him, to like, hey, how you doing? I hope you're okay. Everything is okay. Every day for those 2 weeks, I didn't know nothing about him. So when I knew about him again, he sent me this long email like, hey, baby, I do apologize. You know, things goes crazy. They sent me to Afghanistan and I had no communication, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so when he came for the second time, that he says, like, hey, you know what? Next time I will marry you. I just start laughing because I say, look, okay, we've been talking from 2008, but it's kind of soon to me because we don't know like that. He said, yeah, but next time. I'm not saying now, I say next time. So that maybe take a year. Then, well, okay, yeah, you're right. So you're right. But he came after like a five months later.
I wasn't raised no doggone time. I'm telling y'all.
He said,
if I could have came quicker, I would have left, went to the airport and got right back in the taxi, came right back to the house.
So if we come, he said, baby, I just buy my ticket. Yes. I will be there. I said, well, okay, baby, and I will marry you. I said, you sure? He said, yes, I'm sure. I'm 100% sure that I want to marry you. So I said, well, okay. So I was like a happy. I was scared. I didn't want to believe it, you know, because even I had two kids with my previous relationship. I never married before. So this is my first marry and my last. So.
But you had to say last, not last.
was kind of weird to me. You know, being like somebody wants to marry you when they don't really know about you that much because you don't have the time to know. I won't say 100% because you never know the person 100%. Boy, it's like a 80%, you know. So, but what's good? So we're here.
Yeah, we're here. And
that's cool.
Just to add, you know, to what she's saying. Like I said, we had been together and we talked every day, other than the time I was in what you call S3 operation. So I was the S3 operation sergeant major. So I had to go sit down, PDSS, pre-deployment site survey. So I had to go over, figure out where we're gonna be at over here, over there. So I was like all over the place. So that's the reason that, and then, like I say, too, sometimes you're not prepared for that, because I had that job because the guy that was in the slot ended up having a heart attack. So I know I talked a lot of heart attacks, but he ended up having a heart attack. I was like thrown into that slot and had to go make that happen. So, but that's how it went down.
That's right. Cool. Mm-hmm. So the things that I'm hearing, Kenya has always said this to me. I think even probably when we was dating, maybe before we got married, but he always has shared with me, a man knows what he wants. Mm-hmm. When it comes to being with a female, that, because I've often asked, like, well, how long does it take for a man to know if he wants to marry or move to the next level? And he was like, a man knows what he wants. So when he wants to move forward, he's going to move forward. So that's what it sounds like to me. Not that you would necessarily rush it, but you was like, no. I know what I want, and I want to be married. And so I like how you said, and I don't know, you said you're from Magnolia, Arkansas, my baby, Naples, Texas. I don't
not
know
far,
if it's
not
a,
far away, not far away.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's a country thing, but I love the fact that not only him, but yourself, you went to the father and asked for their hand in marriage. I know people think that's old school, but incorporating a family, asking them what do they think. That's what the last couple was sharing. I really love that. So my question is, how long have you all been married?
12 years now.
Oh, 12 years.
No, that's
12 good. Years. And I always tell, like every day I wake up, we keep it going. Like I say, it takes a lot of work to be married, 1 year. Mm-hmm. That's known 12, 20, 25, 30 years, So every day I wake up, we give each other a kiss and I say, I love you. She says she loves me and she give me a kiss at nighttime. Say the same thing. And when we have our disagreement, like I said, everything's about, marriage is all about maintenance. It's a job. It is a job. But one thing that we agreed on from the get-go was, if I have issues with, we have issues in our relationship, I'm not saying go lock ourselves in the room, but we sit down and we talk about it. We don't involve my family. We don't involve her family or my friends and her friends, because when you start doing that, I tell my friend or she tell her friends, like, something that we are having a disagreement on or going through. And then all of a sudden we heal back up, we back together again, but her friend's still mad at me, or her mom's still mad at me, or her dad or her sister's still mad at me. So we deal with our problems internally. I'm not one to go on social media, oh, my wife did this, or, she don't go on social media, oh, my husband said this or said that or did this. What did you guys think? We don't do that. We are in the process of building a family tree, a legacy, of a Dominican and African American bloodline, in which she's probably more African American than I am, based off history. She got a lot of African American in her, but we're trying to build our family, our roots, and we refuse to let no one, like friends, family, even the devil himself. We're not going to let him even intrude on what we got going on.
That's good. And, that kind of goes back with our foundational scripture, wherever God has joined two people together, let no man put asunder, let nobody come in between that. So being that I've heard both of you say some things from a religious standpoint, if you can educate us, Marcus, on your particular religious beliefs and Yara on your religious belief, and how are y'all combining those together, being that you're from two different countries?
What were y'all raised up in? Mm-hmm. Spiritual, religious, whatever, and how does that work for you all now?
Okay, I'm actually PK, so it might not sound like or look like it, but I'm actually a preacher's kid. So I'm Southern Baptist. My dad has been a pastor for, like, I think 60. My dad's 93, get ready to turn 94 years old. So he's been a pastor for like 63, maybe somewhere between 63 to 70 years now. I don't It's been a long time. He has been a pastor, but my mom passed away when I was very young. At a young age, I was like seven years old, getting to turn eight. And you know, I got the baptism. I got the you got to go to church. You know, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Bible study. You know, this. So I grew up in that type of environment. But one thing I noticed is my mom, before she passed, I grew up in a large family. I think it's like 13 of us with like my stepsisters and stuff like that, you know, my half-sisters. I used to often see my mom pray. Often. I'm talking about, we grew up real poor. You know, like when I say poor, like, you know, I'm not trying to be funny. Some people might laugh at it, but like poor, like the same clothes to school and people talking about you every day. You know, you just trying to get to school, man. You ain't trying to be famous or fashionable or anything like that. And I used to often see my mom pray, and somehow praying mysteriously, magically put food on the table for us, kept us all safe, kept us all healthy, and pretty much put all of us in the right direction where, you know, we all now have families and have grown up, you know, and became, you know, I want to say people that do things right. You know what I'm saying? Pretty much, I think everybody in my family, they do things right. Now, I can agree to disagree with a lot of my sisters and brothers' point of view on a lot of things. But at the end of the day, family, you know, God first, and then, you know, we family. You know what I'm saying? So, like I say again, my family, I have, like, our relationship wise, I have family. Most of my family, they like, oh, you know, that's good, yada, yada. They be chanting for her. I think they like her more than I love her more than I love her. You know what I'm saying? But I have some that, oh, you know, why you go over and marry a Dominican chick? You know, oh, why you do this? You should have kept it with the sister girls, and you should have kept it with American, you know, and all that stuff. But I want to say this, never once have my wife ever asked to come to America. My wife actually asked me to move to Dominican Republic, and that's where I live at right now. I live in Dominican Republic. I'm currently here in Santo Domingo. She wasn't like, oh, I want to go to America. I want to go to America. So, you know, that was out the picture. And then never once did have my wife ever ask me for anything. I'm talking about money or anything. During the whole time we were dating, she never asked me for nothing. But keep in mind, I'm a real man. I know what a woman needs. So she didn't have to ask me for nothing because I would give to her, because I'm a, like I said, I know.
Boy, that was deep. That was deep on that one right there.
Yeah.
That was deep.
Yes, sir.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but that name right there was good. So let me ask Yada, what was your religious belief or spiritual belief growing up? So Marcus said he was Southern Baptist. What were you, and how does that work in you all's marriage now?
I grew up in a Catholic family, you know? So we believe in God no matter what. So no, we think like things happen because God allows to happen. And we always pray about it. No, I wasn't like right, my husband going to church every day. No, we went to church maybe once a week, you know, maybe not every Sunday, but we always pray and thank God for everything that he provides for us. And I believe this is very important when you got God first in your family, you know, in your relationship, because God is the one that give you the power, you know, to handle things the better way. He give you the, hey, this is what you have to do to things work better for you, for your family, for your husband, for your friend. But like my husband said, we never let nobody to in our relationship because it was our relationship and what we believe and what we put first, that was God. And that's what always, that's just why we always do, put God first. Yes. And
yeah, we put God first and let God point us in the right direction. and let the cars fall where he may want them to lay. So that's what, that's what we do.
Yeah. I know that's right. So we have like 5 minutes left in the show. One of the things that we have asked the other couples is, and from an international standpoint, if you all can share with us, what are some safety do's and don'ts, some tips that you could give to those who are single that are watching, you know what I'm saying, who desire to venture out and date internationally? Because we often hear the horror stories about how people get caught up in sex trafficking and, you know, different things like that.
Catfish,
getting their money taken. What are some do's and don'ts that you all could share with us in like 4 or 5 minutes that you would share with the people of what to do and what not to do?
Well, I would say, you know, it's like, it's a lot of things out there now that, you can actually, you know, number one thing of catfish, if you're talking to somebody and they don't want you to see them on camera, that ding, 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 you don't, you know, it shouldn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out, you know? So, you know, travel, you know, come over, you know, meet people, you know, don't be so fast to get, to let your guard down. And, you know, like I had, Casey Boy, I had a friend, I'm just going to say a friend. He was dating this girl from Africa. And I'm telling him, because again, my situation, how I met my wife is, you know, similar, but many years before this. He met this girl in Africa, and he's talking to the girl in Africa. The girl asking him all kind of stuff. Anyway, the relationship moved forward, and he never seen her. He never seen anything. The only thing he seen were these classic pictures, her on the big black stallion and her at the beach, you know, these pictures. But I'm like, bro, them pictures like model pictures, bro. You need to go like prehistoric on it, man. You need to get her to write, you know, hey, example, hey, Marcus, this is me. I love you, and hold the sign up in front of her face. You know what I'm saying? To, you know, to let you know that that's really who you're talking to. You know, it seems crazy, but you know, you should really go to that extent before you start letting your guard down or giving your heart to somebody, man. Because people would take advantage if they know that, you know, you have any weakness at all. If a person have ill intent, they're going to take advantage of you, no matter what you think, you know. And if you can have, if they don't have any ill intent, sometime it'll steer that person to have ill intent and take from you. So he was with this one girl from Africa, had all these pictures, and during the I'm talking to him, I said, bro, it don't add up, man. You know, she's in like South Africa, and you know, all these pictures like model pictures, kind of like pictures like somebody would screenshot, you know, and then send to somebody like of another model. But I tried to show him how to put it in like to a computer search engine, Safari, and put the picture up there, and he'll try to find pictures of this girl. We never could find her. So he ended up getting a call. He had did all her paperwork for her visa to come visit. So he did the visa. Then all of a sudden he get a call. He's sending money every month, but he still ain't talked to her. I mean, he still haven't talked to her like video call. Like, I said, bro, don't send like that, bro. He sent the money for the visa process. Then all of a sudden he get a call and say, hey, I'm stuck. They got me in custody in South Africa, and I need $10,000 to pay to them for them to release me to come to America, you know? And he ended up sending her $10,000 to so-called get her released to come to America. So he was come to find out the whole deal was he had another friend, 2 weeks later after he didn't hear from this girl, the same person started talking to his friend, you know, to try to get money. So that's out there. I would tell anybody to make sure that the person you're talking to is a person that you're talking to, not a guy pretending to be a girl with the voice exchange and all that.
If somebody had the best intention for you, they will never ask you for money. They will never ask you for, hey, bring me to your country. So they will take their time, let things grow how supposed to be, and then they will be with you no matter what.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thank y'all so much for those tips.
Wow.
We're actually at the end of our show. The time always go by so quick when you got so many questions. So we thank y'all so much for joining us from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic for the first time on Marriage Mondays with the Kings International. Ms. King, you got anything before we close it out?
No, you know, for me, when I look at the couple that I see in front of us, Marcus and Yara, a lot of people will look at that and say, okay, you have this American service member that gets deployed a lot, goes to a country on vacation for whatever reason, meets somebody online, and then, you know, this relationship starts to develop. And everyone automatically wants to assume that the young lady is definitely after
gold digger, trying to get
money,
to the States, which I'll
or
that.
Even as males, they're trying to stay, they're trying to bring somebody from another country and take advantage of them to make sure they got a little slave or something of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
But to see that love prevails, and just like the Bible says, love covers a multitude that conquers all.
Yes.
And to see where you guys have started that to where you're at now, it's just a blessing to see that international dating can be prosperous for a couple. And I really thank you guys for being
on.
And much blessings to you and your families as you move forward in the future in your relationship.
Yes.
Thank you guys for having us.
No You're problem. Welcome. So that concludes our show of Marriage Mondays with the Kings. If you all have any show topics, ideas, or you just want to contact us, please visit our website at marriagemondayswiththekings.com. So as we say every week, thank you so much for joining us. And as always, keep it locked right here on KRGN 98.5 FM, The Rock.